we have some good news on the business front. At least good news. It's a limited interest for me, but it's also a really fun thing to engage in, let's just be honest. Tim Carey is the president and general manager of Hawthorne Racecourse. Now, Tim's been on the show a number of times over the years. I do have an abiding interest in the horses that run around the track in the counterclockwise fashion, sometimes even in the clockwise fashion if I'm really interested. And Tim is one of the great local Chicago business stories. He and his family, 130 years, Hawthorne has been in existence, and your family, was four generations of your family have been involved in
Correct.
It. And so it's a great family story. It's a great Chicago story. And you guys just got okayed officially and finally to expand your operations from just a racetrack to a full sports book and casino, right?
That's right. Yeah. So one, it's great to talk to you again. And I've always enjoyed the conversation we've had through the years. And as you recall, it's a 15-year battle. You know, you and I have been talking about this for 15 years in terms of what the racing industry needs and in order to compete on a national level. And we finally got it done. So yes, we're 130-year, fourth generation business, Illinois company. Couldn't be happier, very, very humbled by finally being able to do this. And as you and I have talked about, it's the jobs. You know, I mean, we've always talked about the tens of thousands of jobs that come with this industry. And thankfully,
in Illinois, there's 30,000 jobs in Illinois that are related to the horse racing industry. And now the gambling industry, which is expanding. I mean, you add that exponentially, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that was part of, finding us suitable was the fact that our business touches the top of the state to the bottom of the state, in terms of all the farmers and blacksmiths and veterinarians and everybody and all the transportation that's involved in terms of shipping to and from the racetracks and farms. And so, yeah, I mean, it's a great, great story. It just took us, 15 years to get here, but we couldn't be happier. We're very, very excited, and it's been great working with the Illinois Gaming Board. Mark Destructor, his staff have been wonderful, and it's really, really been a strenuous process. I mean, think about it. We were obligated to apply last August. August, I think it was 23rd. If I'm not mistaken. So they took a year, to vet us. And here we were a family business that had already been vetted by the Illinois Racing Board. So they really did their due diligence on us, and we can't wait to go. I mean, and as a matter of fact, Ro, there's people now, as soon as the announcement last week, we are getting calls now from trainers all across the country that want to come in to our fall thoroughbred meet simply because they know the purses are going to go up,
Well, and let me really just talk a little bit about that. I don't want to get too in the weeds here for racing because most people don't share the same passion that you and I do for it.
But
it's an event that maybe you went to when you were a kid, you had a grandfather or an uncle or somebody wanted to take you out to the races, and there was you, there was Sportsman back then in Arlington, and now Sportsman went away a long time ago, but Arlington is now apparently going to be going away as well. So you, in terms of live thoroughbred racing, are going to be the only game in town, it appears. Would you agree with that?
It does appear, based upon the comments that were made last week out of CDI, it does seem that way. But you know what? We're extremely excited for it. I mean, we're ready for it. We have a turf course. We have a dirt course, a regular dirt course. And so,
Centrally located. That's the other thing, Tim. You're very easy to get to. And I know it's Arlington. I don't want to say anything bad about Arlington because I love Arlington. I love the Duchess White family.
Absolutely.
I thought they did an amazing job out there. And it's one of the best and most beautiful facilities on the planet. Yeah. But what you're going to do, and hold on one second, I want to talk about the other side, but I need to quickly break down here for a second. But I'm interested in what you're going to do. There'll be a lot of jobs involved in doing this, too. You're going to refurbish your entire facility there and build other structures. So hold on. I want to talk to you about that. Tim Carey is with us from Hawthorne. Right now, Mary Vandeveld's got the traffic and the weather. Here's a good business story to talk about. I know it's a horse racing story. I find anything in horse racing to be a good story, as long as it's good about the industry. But this is really about the gaming industry and also about a longtime Chicago institution, Hawthorne Racecourse in Stickney, really close to downtown, really close to, it's centrally located, right in the middle of the map of the Chicago metropolitan area is Hawthorne. 130 years old, family owned, four generations, and you just got this ability now, you just got okayed to expand into a what we call in the business a racino, which is a casino and a racetrack. There will be a sports book. You're also going to be building, I saw in the plans, a new parking structure. You're going to be refurbishing the inside. When does that start?
Well, we still have to go through preliminary stages, you know, with the gaming board. So yes, but the fact that we were found suitable now means that we can move forward on our financing and we can move forward on the construction. So we're going to build a 1800 parking, you know, space parking garage. It's going to be 2 football fields long, 5 stories high, and we're gutting. We have 400,000 square feet. We're going to gut the place and put in restaurants, high end steakhouse. There's, you know, we're redoing the racing aspect of it, like you said. We're going to have a sports book, the actual casino itself. And so we really are going to expose now, to your point earlier, Ro, is, you know, we're going to expose so many more people to the horse racing industry. And so what we're going to build here is different from anything out in the marketplace, because everywhere you turn, there's going to be some reference to horse racing. So we're going to gut the second floor where the stadium seating used to be. So there'll be a 2-story atrium. So therefore, galleria that you can walk through. And if you're on the gaming room floor, you'll actually be able to see out onto the racetrack itself. So we really want to incorporate what we are and what we have been, and that is horse racing, into the gaming experience. So
Well, these other racinos, I don't mean to stop you there, Tim, but these other racinos around the country are really pretty spectacular places. If people want to go to a casino, but they don't know too much about horse racing, although if you want to go to a casino, you probably do, there is a really great experience to be had for both. I know that in Miami, it's one of the most beautiful facilities. Gulfstream is one of the most beautiful facilities you're going to find.
Yep.
And if you can read, and I know Stickney is not quite Miami Beach, but it is close.
we might be
able to do something about
we
it.
We have a pond in the infield.
Don't oversell it. But you do have this ability now to build this really good 364-day or 5-day, depending, I guess, and I don't know if you can be open on Christmas, but a good experience for people who want to come in and do this. What is the experience going to be like for the horse players here, or the people who love that racing? Because again, if you are the only track in town, is it going to be almost year round racing?
It is, and the fact that we're a dual breed facility, so we can run both thoroughbreds and harness. So we still plan on doing that same thing. So yes, absolutely, you'll be able to see both harness and thoroughbred. We're redoing the whole outside of it, so you can stand on the rail. We're adding a balcony off the Gold Cup room, so you can stand outside when the weather is nice as well. That didn't exist before. So we're revamping the whole thing, literally gutting 400,000 square feet and rebuilding it all.
How long is that going to take? I mean, from beginning to end, do you think?
14 months.
Wow.
So we hope to be open, November, December of 2021 is the game plan.
Which is probably a good time to do it.
And so, like you said, the entertainment, the fact that we literally on the doorsteps of Chicago, you know, it takes 11 minutes from downtown Chicago to get here. And so that's what I think is going to play very, very well for us as well is, you know, we're going to be Chicago's casino, quite frankly.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to. I'm glad for you. I'm glad for the family, because the business end of this, and especially where you guys are on the Southwest side, it used to be so many facilities out there, manufacturing facilities, small factories, and famous things as well. There's still some of them out there, bakeries and candy makers and all of that, that are really part of, that are national brands, not just Chicago brands. And it is important to continue to keep that part of the city thriving, because the economy is changing along those lines, and jobs. How many construction jobs are you going to be offering? I would imagine
it's going to be 1,200 union construction jobs as part of this.
Yeah,
and then another 1,000. You know, once we get up and running, we're going to hire 1,000 people. You know,
that's a big deal. Those are good paying jobs.
For nowadays, it's big. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
And in the horse industry, mm-hmm. too, just to go back to that for a second, there are a lot of people. I would love to I don't know how to introduce people to this exactly in a way that doesn't sound like I'm just trying to promote gambling, but I'm not in this case because I happen to love the actual horse industry itself, from the breeding to the maintenance to all of that is really fascinating. And a lot of it takes place in Illinois. And we had that guy, that urban cowboy guy on, the dreadlock cowboy, a couple of weeks ago, who was in the middle of all the protests, and the equine therapy people a couple months before that, who helped people coming back from combat, military folks coming back with PTSD, and they're using, it's called Bravehearts. It's up in the northwest suburbs here in Chicago, deep northwest suburbs, just south of the Wisconsin border, that bring people in who really need it. And horses make a big difference in people's lives, and they're amazing animals, and you want to make sure that that part of the industry can still thrive. Illinois was just on the verge of losing this before you guys got this, because when Arlington made their announcement that they were getting out, the horse industry, and I know a lot of people go out and they want to see they want to gamble, but most of those gamblers stay home now. They can do it off their phones. They can watch it on TV. They don't necessarily have to go anywhere. It's the experience of going out for kids and families and people who, you know, like the excitement of actually seeing that happen in front of them. It's really amazing. And you can't get closer than you can at Hawthorne, that's for sure.
And that's what we tried to do. That's what I meant by, in terms of rebuilding this place, it's for the next generation of future players. And again, like you're saying, horse racing, it's an experience and that people should explore and enjoy. And you don't have to spend a lot. It's $2. You know, if you want to make a bet, it's $2. It's no big deal type of a thing, but it's the experience and it's the seeing the beauty of these horses, like you're saying. And there's so many people that go into putting on the whole game that it's a great experience, and that's what we're going to try to, you know, draw people in terms of this beautiful reconstructed facility that we're going to be building.
Yeah, well, it's good because this is going to generate jobs, much needed jobs, and it's going to expand an industry that is never going to go away. I mean, the gambling industry is never going away. The gaming industry. I know folks like to say gaming. It's a game. Well, okay, fine. It's $2. It's a gamble to me. But again, anything we can do to continue tell the story of what the equine experience in Illinois is. Illinois is one of the biggest breeding states for horses. It's got the same, it's the same grass and the same turf earth as you have across the Ohio River from Kentucky. And that is a really important point, is that all over the world, people who want to breed thoroughbreds, breed them, they could breed them somewhere else, but they bring them to come eat the grass and live on the turf in Kentucky, Illinois, southern Indiana, and Ohio. And because it's the same dirt, and that has something to do with how these horses develop. As it's a nutritional thing, essentially, and it's also an environmental thing to how they develop to become internationally famous horses. They've all done it, save a few that are in California, but this is where it all happens. So,
right. We literally, Illinois, historically, it's always been 1-2-2-1 New York, California, and then historically number 3 thoroughbred was always Florida. Number 4 was Illinois. And we're probably anywhere 22 to 24 in the country right now because we've been so late to the game to pass this legislation.
Right.
So now that's why I'm saying that, you know, we're getting phone calls from coast to coast now that people want to come in here because they do want to come back to Illinois, number one. And number two, they want to breed here as well. They want the Midwest. It's a solid, like you're saying. It's a great place to, you know, breed and run your horses. Right. So that's what we're excited about, is rebuilding the horse racing industry with this legislation.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Tim, and congratulations on all of this. And I know it's going to be it's going to be a fabulous facility. We've been talking about this longer. I was almost getting bored talking to you about this over the years,
but now
it's done.
I'm just so excited that we finally have something different to talk about.
Yeah,
I can't wait to have you out here, bro. Anytime you want to come out,
I would love to bring everybody out there. I would love to bring listeners and everybody with, because to see what this really looks like in a day. And we've done that over the years, that people don't understand horse racing, take them out, and they become immediately interested in it because it is just such a remarkably exhilarating thing. And when you see and you get to know, you get up close because you can to the horses, and you see that they're actually athletes, and they actually know what they're doing, and they know when they win, mm-hmm. and they understand as much about it, perhaps more than we humans understand about it, because they have a way of looking at each other and going, I'm going to win this one, you're not. All right, Tim, thank you so much. Congratulations again.
Well, thank you. Anytime. Love it. Thank you. Love being on there. Take care.
Tim Carey from Hawthorne.